Blog Talk Radio.
All right, all right. How's it going, everybody? This is Brother Carson for Mad Dash Radio here on blogtalkradio.com. We got a great topic for you today. We're going to be talking about black inventors and getting your ideas off the ground, making it to a reality. And we have a special guest, Mr. Willie Spelter, is here with us. Sir, how you doing?
I am fine, and yourself?
I'm doing great. It's great to have you here. I did some research on a lot of our black inventors from history. We don't get too many recognition when it comes to a lot of things that our ancestors had created for today's society to advance on today. So how do you feel about getting our ideas off the ground and start really pushing this movement? How do you feel about really getting people to, you know, if they have ideas and they have inventions that they want to get off the ground, even if they're not an inventor themselves, maybe they just have an improvement on an idea? What would you say to those people who don't know what to do, who wants to just get their ideas off?
Well, there's all kinds of information out there. All that I can tell them is keep searching. Don't let no one distract them from what they need to do. Go to your local library, look up patents, trademarks, copyrights, and there's all types of websites that you can find as far as finding licensing companies that would license your product, or even may get lucky with some companies that may be willing to buy your product and pay you royalties. It can be kind of hectic sometimes, but just keep on pushing it.
Definitely. Now, what is the difference? Because I've always wanted to know, what was the difference between copyrights, patents, and trademarking?
Well, trademarks normally covers names of companies, logos, and stuff like that. A patent is some like 18 years to, the patent office give you 18 years to go out and produce your product and make some profit off of it. And after that, other people can start duplicating your ideal. But the copyright I like a lot better. A copyright lasts a lifetime and 50 years after a person is dead and gone, which if that person is married, that person's family can continue getting royalties off your product for the next 50 years, once again, after a person is dead and gone from a copyright.
Okay, definitely, definitely. And so that person definitely want to shoot for that copyright.
Well, certain things can be copywritten and certain things can be patented. I don't know the different definitions of what can be patented and what can be copyrighted, but the patent office can definitely tell you, or attorney can tell you what products can be licensed as far as a copyright and what products got to be patented.
Okay. And let's say I know that a lot of times in the music industry, things like lyrics and, you know, you talked about, you know, having license over logos and names and stuff like that. I like to write music, and I'm currently working on an album. Now, I want to, once I finish writing my lyrics, I want to make sure that they're mine. So would I be going after a copywritten license so that years afterwards everyone would know that they're my lyrics and wouldn't be able to profit off of, you know, songs that I've written? You know what I mean? Like, how would I go about that?
Well, I'm not sure between a copyright and a trademark. It's one of those two. And another thing, what you can do, anytime you write some lyrics to a song, you can always mail it back to yourself to show one form of protection that it was yours once you made it. You would date it, naturally put your name and address on the letter of what you have, the songs you have wrote, and mail it back to yourself. And once again, contact a copyright or a patent attorney. They can tell you between a trademark and a copyright. But if I'm right, I think it's more of a trademark for writing lyrics to songs.
Definitely, because, you know, that kind of stuff, you know, when it comes to, you know, any idea that people might have come up with or song or anything like that, it's definitely important to have these type of things going on. Now, sir, how will we go about getting these inventions, idea, or, you know, any kind of idea that might improve on the invention that might even happen already, or how will we get that idea off the ground and get it be, how do we get it to become used and, you know, people to recognize it?
Well, like I say, you can always, there's different websites, like there's one company called InventHelp. That's one way. Then there's other companies out here that license many products, taking it to them, showing them your product. There's always some type of fee involved where if they like your product, they'll do whatever research, and if they feel it'll make profit, they're willing to take it to the trade shows to meet with vendors and companies who's interested in your product. And if someone is interested, that's when you'll talk a little more business and work out a detailed royalty schedule for them producing and manufacturing your product.
Definitely. That's great. We have another caller online. Caller, this is Matt Dash Radio. Who's this?
Hey, this is VJ Smith. How you doing?
Doing great, sir. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. This gentleman that we have with us today, and it's so good to have him with us today. Just hold on 1 second. Okay, I had to get off of my earpiece, but this gentleman we have with us today,
uh-huh.
I'm so happy to have him on the air because African Americans have been inventing so many things.
Yes, definitely.
And this brother here has really not only fought the challenges that it's taken to being an inventor, but he's had some barriers that he's broke through, and I'm really excited about that. When you look at
definitely.
What he's invented, which is it's an educational tool that I think will educate the community, could educate the world on some things that they're not familiar with. I'm excited
right.
that an African American male, straight out of the hood, put something
right.
together that could teach the world. And
definitely.
I believe that what he's got is something that the world needs to see. And the problem with this now is that we get behind people all the time. We go to Macy's, we go to Target, we go to all these shopping centers, but how come nobody's going to this brother and saying what you've got is amazing?
Exactly.
He's got letters of recommendation of people that say, you know, what he's doing is great. Now, if it wasn't for African Americans, we wouldn't have the stoplight, we wouldn't have the broom, we would not mm-hmm. have a telephone, and we would not have a light that would work. Because
that's right.
it was an African American that came in to make those things happen. We wouldn't have a refrigerator. There would be no refrigerator. Now, this brother
right.
has came up with the bamboozle. And so many ways, the African American community has been bamboozled.
Mm-hmm.
So what better educational tool? And, brother, could you tell us a little bit more about why? Why did you do this, and why did you even come up with this product?
Well, I was always curious about many toys out there that really don't educate our young people. And I was one time just playing around with some different letters and numbers and stuff like that, and I decided to test the waters and cut up certain letters and discovered one particular letter that I came up with turned out to make several mini shapes, and I wasn't sure if it could be used for math or not until I met with a math teacher who let me know that what I have here can be used for geometry. So I went out and got more letters of support from college professors and math professors, and they all agree that it can be used for geometry. It's a fun, manipulative way for students to learn geometry. So now I'm in the process of trying to get it on the market. And like you say, it's called Bamboozle. And what it is a simple four-piece puzzle that makes several familiar shapes, letters, numbers, different shapes that you couldn't identify with.
Now, why,
nice.
Why do you name it Bamboozle, though?
Well, because Bamboozle, it looks so simple. When you see it, it looks like it can't do exactly what it does. And once people try it or first look at it before they try it, they all assume that it'll be really easy. And then once they try it, I normally sit back and watch people's face expressions and see the frustration building up in their face because they're having troubles with trying to make any particular shape. So once I realized it frustrates people, I figured the best name to be would be called Bamboozle, which means deceived by trickery.
That's exactly what it does, too. I was so glad when you came to the support group on a couple of Tuesdays ago and you introduced it. And I watched some of our individuals, the clients and things that came to the support group try to make a simple tea. And it was really hard. They couldn't make the tea, and they thought they were going to get right in there and do it. Matter of fact, I got to admit it, I thought I could do it myself, but I got bamboozled. That's what happened to me. And I just want you to know that that invention that you have is really amazing, and I'm really so proud of you. That's why I wanted Alex, our host of Blog Radio, Mad Dad's Blog Radio, to bring you on and let you at least be able to have this recorded so others can come back and hear more about bamboozle, the history of it.
Definitely.
Do you know any other inventors? Have you met other African American inventors? Have you been inspired by other inventors?
Yes, I have. I have a book. I don't know if a lot of people know who Frederick McKinley Jones is, but that's a great book. The title of his ideal or title of his book is called A Man with a Million Ideals, Genius Inventor, and he has inspired me. And then I have a friend who's a young lady, a friend of mine, who also invented, got a couple of inventions as well, and we brainstorm from time to time. But I have met a few other people who got some inventions that they're working on trying to get going.
Great. Not to cut you off, sir, but I just want to acknowledge that we got another call on the line who's been waiting patiently, and I thank you for being patient. Caller, this is Mad Dad's Radio. Who's this?
Oh, good afternoon, Alex. This is
Gil. Hey, how you doing, Brother Gil?
I'm doing great, man. And I just really want to lay up and commend that that brother for his convention. Cause I
Mr.
was there
Willie
at that
Felder.
Yeah, I was there at that meeting, and when he brought his bamboozle puzzle, and like VJ said, I thought it was just going to be just some easy thing, just to put these pieces together and formulate these things that he said you could you come up with, but it turned out to be a challenge. And I just want to commend him for that, it's through struggle and it's always through economical depression and stuff, repression that we have that as a community, that we always come up, with men like him, who rise to the occasion to show our youth that it can be done, that we can make a difference, In this economical and in this social upheaval that we're experiencing as a community today. So I just want to commend him. I want to tell him, to stay strong. That his idea is too good of an idea, and it's too good of an invention not to be recognized. That it might take him some time, but the time is well worth him going and knocking on doors, because that one door that he might not think that might be open up the door for him might be that door to let people, introduce his invention to the entire industrial world.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Yeah, because I know that we have always had good black inventors, that are we had Carter, the
George Washington.
Yeah.
The Peanut Man.
Yeah, the one with the
Peanut
Carver,
Man.
James Carver with the
George Washington Carver.
Washington.
You're talking about George Washington Carver.
Yeah, George Washington Carver, right. And Booker T. Washington, those guys, man, through the time, they come up with the cotton gin and stuff like that, So here it is, you done came up with a educational tool that's easy. It's our key, the complexity of our kids' understanding today is that kids are so receptive, And I think that with that puzzle that you got is so challenging. It's just like a Rubik's Cube, you know what I'm saying? Now Rubik's Cube, is, and they done expanded that, you know what I'm saying? Kids done got off into it, then done turned the game over and stuff, you know what I'm saying? And now they done moved on to another level. I think this tool that you have, man, you know, is just like a cell phone. That once the kid get it, they were not going to put it down until they master it. I think that once you get it, can introduce your design and to the schools, you know, and to the educational community, and they see the complexity and they see the variety and they see the challenge in your invention, it's gonna take off.
Oh yeah, definitely.
You know, and one of the things I want to say is that I really, sir, I'm so proud of you because you're not selling out. So many of us have, you probably don't even know how many millions of products the black community has sold out from. We gave it up for a little bit of nothing, and somebody made millions and millions of dollars. You're not doing that. And tell people a little bit about that process and what it takes to not be a sellout on your product.
Well, I believe that person should, since it's their product, they put their heart, mind, body, and soul into it. They should keep it and always keep their name on it to let the world know that they're the ones who invented it. This is like my son I brought to the world. You don't give up your kid when you have a baby, and so therefore this is my product that I brought to the world, so I'm definitely not going to give it up. I think it will benefit many people, and I, once again, any product of mine that's made, I will definitely keep my name on it so people can see that it was made by a black man. And just keep on doing what you need to do, and never give whatever you invent, what God has blessed you to have, and just keep on working on it.
Definitely.
You know, one of the things that you've done, too, please explain the part about trademark, the part about how do you keep a product from being taken away from you. How do you do that?
Well, one thing, I have always known that whatever a person invent, put it in an envelope, mail it back to yourself. And naturally, that's one form of protection. And two, find a copyright or a patent attorney, take it to them. There's always a fee involved, where copyrights, from what I understand, are cheaper than patents. There's like a filing fee normally, and then a couple of $100 for the patent attorney to file your product with the copyright office, and it normally takes about 6 months for them to reply to let you know you got your copyright. But and don't trust anybody by letting everybody know what you got. First, protect it by getting it legally protected first before you start trying to show the world your product. So the main thing is always protect yourself and never let no one tell you that it's not going to work. Some people say that to you so they can turn around and make your product behind your back and go do what they need to do with it. But always protect yourself.
And, you know, the question I have, thank you, Alex. The question I have for you, sir, is when we look at, you know, a product and we look at a brother like you trying to do it on your own, you need money to do it. If you're gonna take the Bamboozle, put it out in the market, how much money would you need? Not only how much money would you need, but how would somebody contact you to help you if they're listening to Blog Radio and wanted to help an African American man get his product? How would they get in touch with you, and how much money do you need?
Well, that's kind of a tricky question. I don't think it would cost too much money under, maybe I would say a good under $10,000 to have so many units made. The biggest cost would be for commercials. The packaging I did, I would get quotes from various companies where some of the quotes I got for, let's say, 5,000 units and 5,000 boxes was under some like $15,000. But the biggest cost, companies like Target's, if they accept your product, they want to make sure that they're going to have commercials to help it sell and get it off the shelf. So the biggest cost would become the commercials. But if someone was interested, I'll be willing to give them my website address where they can email me through my email address.
Well, let's give them that address right now.
Okay, my email address is SW jeff24.17@aol.com.
And let's tell them once again your name and the telephone number if they want to contact you.
Okay, my name is Willie Felder. Felder, like in Frank, F-E-L-D-E-R. And my telephone number is 612-871-7883.
Hey, Willie, you know, we've got Alex Carlson on the phone with us. He's our host for today. You're listening to Blog Talk Radio, Mad Dad's Blog Talk Radio, and I want to thank Alex Carlson. He's one of the greatest young men that I know in the, on the planet of this earth, and he keeps this Blog Talk Radio going on, along with Gil Baggett. They are hosts and co-hosts, and I just happen to be sitting in, running my mouth, talking all the time like I always do. And thank you, Alex, for being so gracious and allowing me to talk as much as you have. I really appreciate it. Willie, I just want to ask you another question about not only about inventing, but when you think about our youth, and our youth are so intelligent and so strong, but yet they seem to be going to prison, going to jail, and being killed by the thousands, and our parents are kind of struggling with what to do. You have a product that will teach you, make you better in math, make you better in critical thinking and all that. What do we need to do, Willie, from we're talking about inventions, but how do we need to come up with an invention to save our children?
How do we need to come up with an invention to save our children? Well, one thing I would think to save our kids is find out what they're interested in and have certain books around. I think some kids get impressed when they read about certain people in the past who have done many things. It's like when I think about Frederick McKinley Jones, I love the title of his book. It's called A Man with a Million Ideals. He's the one who made the refrigerator. He was a foreman at a car garage when he was about 17 years old. They say that he touched a car, make it run like brand new. He only had 4 years of schooling. His mom abandoned him when he was first born, and his dad used to work on the railroad. His dad put him in boarding school because his dad was going from city to city, but he did get an education. Like I say, it's amazing to find a book that has on the front of it A Man with a Million Ideals, Frederick McKinley Jones, Genius Inventor. And I find that book to be really inspiring. If kids was to read this book and see what he has done and created, they'll be inspired to want to do right and go out there and achieve certain things. If he can do it with only 4 years of schooling, that will let them know that they can do it.
Especially when they go through the whole thing, you know what I mean? Like, I'm reading a lot in history about people who might not have done a lot of years in school, and then they come out to be these great people. And if they can do it with this 4 years, you know, imagine the power our kids today can do going through all the way through high school to college and furthering their education. I just wanted to take time to acknowledge more people in history, because I think this is a great topic. And I also want to let people who's listening know that, you know, we added a lot of things from back then that's we're still using right now in the modern world. And I was sitting here online and I researched this guy. He's a black inventor. His name is Benjamin Banneker, and he invented America's first clock. And I'm sitting here reading, and I'm amazed by this, because I've never known this, and so now I'm learning. And, you know, you're making me more intrigued about our people and our inventions that created. You know, I'm reading that, you know, even Stevie Wonder made a song called Black Man that sung about this man making America's first clock. You know, and it's great to hear about things like this, because, you know, when you think about slavery and you think about, you know, things like racism that happens, and, you know, that how we were once not even considered equal to an animal, you know what I mean? And then we do great things like this, you know, then we become great inventors, and almost 80% of anything in anyone's household is created by a black man. It's just an amazing thing. So, you know, I think this is a great topic to talk about, history and what can we do in the future today. So, VJ and Mr. Felder, I'm glad you guys created this topic today and just making me more intrigued about history.
Well, absolutely, and that's why we've got Willie on, because Willie is the real deal. See, remember there was when they had certain inventions called the real McCoy? It used to be the saying, hey, man, that's the real McCoy. Because, see, the real McCoy had branded themselves to if you wanted the real deal, there was certain things that the McCoys made that unless you got it from the real McCoy, it wasn't the real thing. As a matter of fact, it broke down, it busted, it didn't work that well. But once you got the real McCoy, everybody said, that's the real McCoy. So it even became a slogan. It became a slogan to talk about what was the real McCoy. And that's interesting to me. I think that's exciting because the real McCoy is exactly what Willie's saying. I want to do something that's real, man. I don't want to do anything that I don't want anybody to take away from what I'm doing. I want to make something that's authentic. I want to make something. Now, people, that's why he's got the trademark. And Willie, explain that to us about the trademark versus copywriting. What's the difference?
A trademark is like the name of my puzzle. It's called Bamboozle. That would be a trademark for my name that I'm going to be using for the puzzle. And the copyright is for the protection of my product, where no one can have any rights to it other than myself. It's to stop people from duplicating my product. And if anybody do go out here and try to duplicate my product, naturally I would be able to get an attorney and go to that company and be able to stop them from producing my product. And they would have to pay a fine for making whatever money off my product and directly pay me for infringing on my copyright.
Definitely. And Gil, I'm getting a lot of feedback, man. If you can go somewhere quiet, otherwise I got to put you on mute. It's just a lot of feedback coming through, sir.
For me?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm talking to you.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
Just put him on mute. I was
put him to the garage.
okay.
Okay, you can go.
Put him on mute. Okay, so you know, when we talk about, you know, these black inventors, black inventors of today, you don't hear much about them, but the Super Soaker, that toy, was invented by an African American. Did you know that?
Yep.
You know,
I found that out in school.
You found that out in school?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what else was invented by an African American recently?
I don't know about recently, but I do know that there's many things that's out here today that has been invented by black men in the past. You know, I mean, a lot of things like the traffic light, the machine that puts down the tar for the streets, the peanut butter man who made the peanut. There's many things. There's even a man who drew the plans to the White House and told them where to build it, the bike frame. There's many things. I have a whole list here in my house that breaks down many things that we as black people have actually done. The first open-heart blood transfusion, all these different inventions that we have done that get no credit to, but we have done.
Definitely. And I'm sitting here reading more things online, and VJ, you mentioned what were some things that's more recent that our black people created. I'm looking at Dr. Shirley Jackson, who created telecommunications, and she created the solar cell and fiber optic cables. And a lot of people would know that we use fiber optic cables mostly for things like the Internet. Now, today's Internet is usually ran by fiber optic cables, especially if you are running it from a home line. So, you know, this stuff is just, it's amazing because this is very recent. And solar cells, talking about things like portable fax and touchtone telephones and things like that. This lady, Dr. Shirley Jackson, created that, and it amazes me. I'm glad that I'm reading these type of things. People, I would really suggest that we read up on our people and our inventions. Like, this is great. This is really great stuff.
Yeah, Benjamin Banneker was a great inventor, and that was from 1731 to 1806. And Benjamin Banneker, who's familiar with what Benjamin Banneker invented?
Yeah, I was talking about he made America's first clock. I was just talking about him this earlier. Mm-hmm.
1792. Look how long ago we're amazing people that we're inventing all these things in times when we were supposed to be slaves, in times
right.
when we were considered pretty much worthless, you know. And then even as you look on the internet, it's hard to navigate to us. They want to send you to all kind of inventors, but you want to look up black inventors, and it's kind of hard to navigate it on the internet. Willie, I just want to ask you a question once again. You are a struggling black inventor. You're looking for support. You need somebody to invest about $10,000 into what you're doing. You need some. You need a large corporation like Target or somebody to get behind you. And what is your plan?
Well, my plan right now, I've been out pounding the pavement, looking for people as far as connections, trying to find people either who know people in Targets or either trying to find investors. So far, what I'm thinking about doing, there's a couple of licensing companies out here. I just bought a book that tells you about what it means to license your product. So I'm kind of in the process of reading through that to see exactly what it means to license your product with the company. And hopefully that once I get a better understanding, I can approach a few companies out here and be able to take to them and see what they'd be interested in licensing my product after I get a better grasp of what it actually means.
Well, that first million you make, Willie, we're excited because we believe that you're going to make a big contribution to the Minneapolis chapter of Mad Dads and help us out and make a big donation check. We want to be excited now when you make that first million because, you know, you remember the people that helped you get there, right?
Yes, sir.
Hey, you know, what do you find as a black inventor? What do you find as some of the most critical challenges that you're having?
Oh, wow, that's a kind of a tough question. I would say the most challenge I have after showing someone, even though when I normally show people my product, I have them sign a non-disclosure agreement, I meet a lot of people who have either in the past have offered me little to no money for my product. Several years ago, I was offered something like close to $100,000 for my product, but I knew better that they would take it and go out and make millions of dollars off of it. So naturally, I turned it down. Or people just trying to run some type of game to get it out of my hands so they can have it. I even had people who said, why don't you let me take it for a few days and go see who can I find to help push my product. But I let them know that I don't need to put it in your hand for you to go and look for someone. Once I show it to them, I expect them, if they really sincerely know someone, they would contact a friend or a family member and let them know what I got and then pass my number on. But there's a lot of sharks out there who would love to try to take what another person has, even if it is legally protected.
Right.
Wow. I was going to ask, sir,
how would someone recognize these sharks that's just targeting, especially young inventors? How would someone recognize a shark, basically?
Well, there's a lot of smooth talkers out there. You know, I have met people who I don't know, and they're like, oh, you can trust me, I'm your friend. And sometimes that's the big giveaway, because how can someone be my friend who I just met, or how can I trust someone who I just met? You know, they just come up with different lines and different slick words to try to get what you got, and then they want to try to creep around to not want to sign your non-disclosure agreement. I have actually literally met people who felt they don't need to sign my non-disclosure agreement, even if I did tell them that it's legally protected. And one of the reasons why I have them sign my non-disclosure agreement to keep track of who all I have came in contact with in the past, but I would always let people know who have an invention, always have a non-disclosure agreement with you and have everyone sign. I have them sign a name, their title, whether what type of business that they're in, and then have a slot where it has witness and everything, and, you know, go from there.
Definitely.
Well, how long will you hold on to this product? How long will you just, I mean, how long, at what point do you say, okay, somebody just, you know, how long do you try to hold on until you, because I'm curious, you know. I've never had a product. I've never been an inventor. I invented, you know, I didn't invent Mad Dad. It was already invented, but I invented the Minneapolis chapter of Mad Dad. So I invented that. But how long do you hold on?
Well, you keep on holding on. Like I said, it's like my kid. It's what I brought into the world. You know, I haven't carried it for 9 months, but like any other parent, this is my product I brought into the world. So you keep it. You always love your kids. Always be there and always be supportive. And just like my product, I'm always supportive of my product and always keep on trying to find different people, different avenues to try to get it going. So I will never give up on it.
You know, definitely. And I figure you're going to be like one of the top 10 wealthy Americans in the world. You're going to be up there with Oprah, Tiger Woods, Jay-Z, 50 Cent, Kobe Bryant. Right now, they're the top 10 wealthiest African Americans. And as far as when you say the top 10 African American names in America, you say names that are famous, Denzel Washington, Jamie Foxx, and stuff like that. And pretty soon you'll be saying names like Alice Carson and Willie, the inventor, the great inventor. You'll be saying names like that. You listen to Blog Talk Radio. We're talking to Willie. Willie's looking for investing in him. It only takes about $10,000, but, you know, that's not much, but it's a lot when you're up and coming and you're trying to get a start. And he's invented a thing called the Bamboozle. I'd like for you to give him a call and check his website or check his email. Shoot him an email and tell him I heard you on Blog Talk Radio. And matter of fact, this show will be recorded and so it can be heard at any time. And if somebody wants to know more about Willie, get to understand his product and what it will do, he can tell you that. Willie, give him your number and your name and email address one more time.
Yes, my name is Willie Felder. My telephone number is 612-871-7883. And my email address is fw2417@aol.com.
Well, you know, like I said, I'm the hype man in this organization, but I'm gonna give you to the next best hype man, which is Alex Carlson. It's been really nice talking to you, Willie. I'm gonna turn it over to Alex and let him do what he does best. And I'd like for you to just continue to tell people what is it that Bamboozle does, what is it that it brings, why is it so important. And how, you know, they know how they can help you now, but what else can they do to help you? So thanks, Willie. I'll let you and Alex take it over from here, and thanks for calling on Blog Talk Radio with Mad Dad.
And thank you, sir, for having me.
Thank you, VJ. So he asks, you know, what does your product does, and how does it bring education into the mix? What exactly does your product do, sir?
Well, what it is is a four-piece separate flat puzzle that makes various shapes that you can identify with. It can be used for geometry. It's a fun manipulative way for students to learn geometry. They're having fun sometimes, and they're learning without realizing that they're actually learning and having fun at the same time. It looks very simple, but it's very complicated when I normally have people to come over and play with it before I place it in their hands. I let them look at it first, and I ask them, can they, from looking at the four pieces, do it look like they can make one of these shapes that I have in front of them? And out of all the shapes, 90% of the shapes are familiar shapes that you can identify, you know, like steps, diamonds, slanted star, home plate, different letters, different numbers, and it looks really unique. Like I say, it's a beautiful product.
Nice. And, you know, I was just thinking of ways that you know, obviously you know already what plan that you have to get your product out there. But I was thinking, sir, if you considered YouTube and making a video about your product, as far as trying to get that idea out, I would do this only until you get your patent and your copyright and your trademark. I wouldn't do that until you get all that stuff first. But let's say after you get all your necessary things that you need for your product, you know, you can get your thing out there more. You know, obviously TV helps, but YouTube can help as well. There's always people that's going to be looking for puzzles and ideas, and well, not just ideas, but just puzzles and things to try to figure out, or new you know, there's people out there who's looking for the next product, but maybe somebody might not have the means to get it out there, so maybe they went to YouTube, and so there's people looking for that type of thing that's always on websites like YouTube. Maybe you can make a couple of videos of your product.
Yes, that's one possibility I can do, and I have thought about that. But before I actually do that, I need some graphic work done, because right now most of my stuff is just kind of hand-drawn as far as all the shapes that it make, and I would like to put some color to it. I have everything done up, but it's in black and white. So once I get a professional person, like I've been looking for, a graphic artist, someone who can take my product and put it onto the computer, scan it onto the computer, and put all these different shapes that it make together, and plus showing the solution. Once I have all that established, then I can see me actually doing that.
Yeah, definitely. And that'd be a great way to market that too. What age group would you say that your product will mostly resonate with?
I have the age group 6 and up, from kids to an adult.
Okay. And even adults have a hard time messing with it, huh?
Yes, they do. Most kids would stick at it. Most kids have a lot more patience than adults. So I have had kids who couldn't do it, but they stuck at it for a long period of time, far as each shape, you know. But most adults give up on it within 3 to 4 minutes.
Yeah, see, that's another thing. We got to have more patience with that. I definitely see this as being a great product, you know. You know, it thinks, you know, I was just looking up all these, you know, great black inventors. I definitely think that you're going to be added to this list, because we need as many great black inventors as we can. You know, I'm sitting here and I read about Chris Gardner, who a lot of people would recognize him for making, he made a medical device that was able to, trying to figure out what it was, just going off of memory. I forget what it was. Anyway, he made a medical, I think, imaging device, and stuck with it. Like you said, you know, it's your thing that you brought to the world, so you're going to stick with it. You're not going to give up or anything like that, and he didn't either. And, you know, so it's a great thing that you have this product. I believe it's going to be a great success, and I don't think you're going to have too much of a hard problem getting everything that you need to get it out there. If you are interested in learning more about this product, you can call in and talk to Mr. Felder. Call in right now at 1-347-215-9262. I'm hosting Brother Carson here on Mad Dash Radio on blogtalkradio.com. And also, would you say that this would be your only invention, or time would tell, or do you have any other inventions?
Yes, sir. I have three patents and two copyrights right now. They're kind of on the back burner because I would need a lot more money to push my other products, but they're unique as well. I even received letters of support from mayors and governors and senators supported my other products because it had to deal with helping people one way or another. But right now, my puzzle would be easier to get on the market. It would cost a lot less than my other products. So once my puzzle take off, then I'll be putting money into all my other inventions.
Great. Definitely. And are these also puzzles or?
No, they're not.
Okay. Because I don't want you to get too much detail with this, you know, your ideas
yeah.
are not out yet. But definitely. And so with these other products that you have, without being in too much details, are the what kind of field would they best work in? Educational or toys or?
They would be more of a safety invention, which, like, say, I have mayors, senators, and governors who have supported this year. What it is safety devices to help people, help them be more secure when they're out at night.
Okay, great. Now, let's say a non-inventor like me, a lot of times I have great ideas to help accommodate a lot of things that's already created, and I think that sometimes it may improve. Like I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one who thought about this, so I'm not going to be hesitant to mention it. But you know, they talk about solar panels and you know things like that. And for those listening who don't know what solar panels are, they are panels or sheets that collects the sun's rays. And in which case, collectively, all of the rays that's collected from the sun through this panel can be used as energy to power up anything. And I'm thinking that if we can use these solar panels to charge up cars, that we wouldn't need any kind of necessary fuel to have our car run. Can you imagine a car run solely by a solar panel?
That would be a great idea, and it would also help many people who budget their bills a lot better. It would be a great way of putting money back in your pocket.
Definitely, and it'll even be smarter than electricity, because let's say we have a power outage, then it'll be, you can never run out the sun. You can run out of electricity, or the power comes out and electricity is out. You won't be able to start your car. You won't be able to charge it. So they talk about making those things. But I also thought, because my friend asked me, well, if you thought about that, how would, let's say it's dark outside, how would the cars move? And I thought, well, I think throughout the course of the day, once the sun is collected through the solar panel, I think they should use that as a charging mechanism. You know what I mean?
Yeah, to store the energy,
right. So even during the day when the sun is out, you wouldn't even have to use the stored energy that's collected throughout the whole day. So I think it's a great idea. I never knew how to go about putting it out there. And foremost, I don't think I'm the only one, but who knows, But just simple stuff like that can be breakthroughs in technology. And, that's why we really appreciate you and to have all your stuff come out. Are you joining us for the Tuesday night meeting tonight?
I'm not sure. I have a couple of appointments I got coming up.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And for those who are listening who want to know about Mad Dash Tuesday night meetings, we have meetings every Tuesday at 5 o'clock at the Urban Ventures, which is located 3041 4th Avenue South Minneapolis. Again, 3041 4th Avenue South Minneapolis at the Urban Ventures every Tuesday at 5 o'clock. We do provide dinner and child care for you if you have kids that you want to bring. I'm so glad that we had this topic for today, because, not too often do we talk about Black adventures. I don't know what it is sometimes, Mr. Felder, what it is sometimes with our society. It's like we don't get too much recognition with anything. I've read somewhere that almost 80% of everything in the house was created by Black people, and that's a big deal.
I can believe that when I have read the book of Frederick McKinley Jones, Genius Inventor. I mean, just imagine the title of his book, Man with a Million Ideals. I have never seen any kind of book that would have that title, and he's not the one who wrote the book himself, but to read his book and to discover all the many things this man has done, I can actually believe it's 80% of things inside of a household that we have done, because I have a list here at home that breaks down all the things that we have done, and it's actually shocking to read and see this, so I can actually believe it.
Yes, definitely. And what are some of your, you mentioned your favorite inventor already. What are some of your other famous black inventors are you that you love to read about or you know about, so that our listeners can read more about these people and get more, you know, start reading more about our people and, you know what kind of lineage that we come from. What are some more of your famous, of your favorite inventors?
Well, right now I can't think of any certain people right now, but I do have a list here at home. And only thing I can say is there is several black inventors who have done many things. Like, say, there is a list out there that a person can find on the internet and get all the names and the titles and things of people, what people have done. But I just am so overwhelmed with all the different things that we have done. But people check the internet, they'll be able to find out that there's many people of color who have invented most of the things here on this earth.
Definitely, definitely. And, you know, I want people out there to know that there's a lot of things that you can do, and it's not so hard. And just last week we talked to a guy that was talking about legal help as far as, you know, being expunged and, you know, expunging your records and all that kind of stuff. And it seems like a complicated, you know, ordeal to go through. But after hearing you break it down and, you know, as far as what do you need for these certain ideas and these inventions that people may have, after hearing you break it down, sir, it doesn't seem complicated at all. And it sounds to me that you didn't have too much complication getting this stuff going on. What was the level of difficulty for you to get what you have now?
I need you to repeat that again.
Well, I was mentioning that, you know, last week we had a show about getting your, you know, legal help and getting records expunged, and it sounded like it was a complicated thing to go through, but a lot of times we don't seem to go through things that we need to as far as our great ideas, because we sometimes get discouraged about, you know, what we might have to go through. So after hearing you talk about, you know, the process and things that you need to get your ideas going, it doesn't seem like it was too hard to get. What was the level of difficulty was it for you to get what you have now as far as your invention?
Well, some kind of level of difficulty could be money, because when you invent something, you got to have a prototype. You got to have a working model of what it is that you have invented. In order to get something patented, you got to have, once again, a working model, take a picture of it, so when your lawyer get it, he can send it to the patents office so they can see that you actually have a working model. You can't have an actual drawing of it. I mean, you're going to have a drawing, but you need a working model, and sometimes it could be about the money, if your money is tight, to get it legally protected, and trying to find someone to make a working model of your product. You know, I had, in the past, with my other inventions, I went over there to the university and found me a couple of engineers who made my product, and the good thing is these were a couple of good guys where they actually didn't charge me for my product, so I got blessed with that right there. But the most difficult part would always probably be about money, and then taking the next step of trying to find the right company that can make and manufacture your product. And naturally, the trust aspect of finding some a good person who will do a fair and decent and honest job with you, work by working on your product.
Definitely, definitely. So we got 5 minutes remaining on the show. I definitely want to thank you, Mr. Felder, for coming on here and explaining your invention, sir. I do see it in commercials in the future. I'm definitely going to be happy when I do see it. I want to see the product. I want to meet you pretty soon. I'm here at home hosting the show. But It's going to be a great thing because it's going to be, I see it popular in colleges. I see it popular in, you know, in middle school and things like that. I see it being real popular in schools and, you know, just great things like that. It's going to be a great, great invention, sir. And, again, I got to thank you for being on the show today.
And thank you. I appreciate it, you having me, and hope that everything will go right where one day soon it will be out there to the public where everybody can remember my name and play with my product.
Definitely, definitely. Well, thank you for being here. I'm about to close out in prayer if you'd like to stick around for me, sir.
Yes, sir.
Father God, thank you for having our show today, for allowing us to have this brother here to tell the world about his product. And, Lord, we're hoping that some people will have some ears open and tune in for the show, and our many listeners that we have every week to tune in to our show and want to get to know Mr. Willie Felder more and know more about his products, Lord. And thank you just for allowing us to wake up this morning and waking us up every other morning for us to have these ideas to put out, Lord, because we know that we couldn't do it without you, and we know that it's because of you that we have these minds to think as inventors, Lord. So we thank you, Father God, in your Son. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. You have a great one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I want to thank everybody who's listening in today on today's show. I feel like this was a great, great episode. Please read up on your history, everybody, as far as our great black, you know, inventors, people like Otis Boykin, who invented 28 different electronic devices like IBM computers and pacemakers, was a great black man. People like Dr. Patricia E. Bath, she invented a method of eye surgery that has helped many blind people to see. And she was also nominated for the National Inventors Hall of Fame. You know, black woman. Also, people like Lonnie G. Johnson, who invented the world famous water gun, the Super Soaker. And I mean, just great things like that. People like Elijah McCoy invented the oil dripping cup for trains. People like Lewis Latimer invented the important part of the light bulb, the carbon filament that works in our houses, that in many houses today. People like Jane Earth, you know, who invented the shoemaking machine that increased shoemaking speed by 900%. I mean, things like that, people, you know, black people, black inventors that did that, you know, we have to get more recognition for that. But just know it for yourself, know it in your heart, because this is the kind of lineage that we come from as black people. So we thank you for listening in. Tune in next Tuesday, 1 o'clock here on Mad Dash Radio here on blogtalkradio.com. Check me out on Facebook, Brother Carson. You can search me as Brother Carson. You will definitely find me. Definitely search Mad Dash for Facebook. Become our friend, add us, and thank you for listening, and tune in next week. Thank you. God bless.